How many Republican votes you got? Republican votes you got for the mass transit? Mass transit.
They're counting 40. Hello.
How many Republican votes you got for the mass transit?
They're counting 40 Republicans maximum, and the hard count that we have seen from the lobbyists puts it at 35.
All right. How many Democrats?
About 165.
Well, you can pass it then.
No, you can't. Not with 165 and 35.
That's 200.
Yeah. Not enough.
Well, do you have over 400 voting on these roll calls these days?
Yep, we hit 400 or slightly better.
How many do you need to be sure?
They should be able to bring us a completely firm list of 40 to 45 Republicans.
I've got one,
calendar.
Bill Clark, he's sitting here listening to you.
Yeah.
And I've got one with 40 names on it. And he says it's right where they came from, Younger, San Francisco Bay Area, AMA. Goobzer, San Francisco Transit.
I have that list.
You have those 40?
Yeah, I head counted this with the lobbyists twice. But the 40, I will buy the Pennsylvania names on the list, but there are some of the others that are slightly question mark, and I've discussed this with the leadership, with Speaker McCormick yesterday afternoon, Carl Albert and Hale Boggs today, and I have told them that there's been an improvement in this situation over the last 2 weeks, that it was not in good shape 2 weeks ago. It's in reasonable shape now, but not quite where it should be to calendar it, and that the they should, however, look into this thing and give it some further consideration, which we are going to do Tuesday afternoon. In the meantime, this Henderson and these fellows have been told they've got to scratch around a little bit harder.
So what you really need is another 10 votes.
That's right. And we have another 10 votes on that list, and we go with it. And they can get them. They can get them. Now, hell, they just haven't gotten the votes they should get, the Pennsylvania Railroad and the rest of these people. Christ, I thought they had some real zip. And they've got the power. They can get the votes. We started 4 weeks ago with these fellows, and I sat over here in this Municipal Association office with the railroad people and everyone else, and they had 24 Republicans, and were demanding recalendar the damn bill. Now they got it up to 35 to 40. Whitnall is only claiming 35, and he's the Republican leader in this fight. And so let's say 35. I'll bet you on a recommit motion tomorrow morning they'd have 22. You know.
You don't think it's 35 firm, then?
No, I want to. They ought to publish the list and have each fellow publicly say he's for the bill. Maybe they ought to arrange the railroad and the Municipal League and others. Why the hell don't they get these fellows to send a letter to this to the leadership up there demanding that the thing be calendared? That's a good bit of evidence they'll support it. See, the Republican Policy Committee has taken a position against this bill.
Well, if we got 40 Republicans for it, why don't we try to get them to get a letter to the Republican Policy Committee and ask them to...
That's very good, and that the Republicans in the Pennsylvania delegation are the strongest people for it. There's a letter from Scranton to Corbett urging enactment of this bill. And by God, that's fine, except that they go into a Republican policy meeting and the Republicans take an official position against the bill. Now, that generally, we have found the past, scares off some of these boys. They're well-meaning until that happens. But hell, that bill, as you know, Mr. President, you've been anxious as the devil to see this pass now for months, and so have I and everyone involved. And God
why
damn it, we'll calendar as soon as we have them.
Why couldn't we get a letter to the Speaker and say this bill has been given a rule and we urge you, we believe in it, we favor it, and we urge you to schedule the earliest possible date. Would that be too much trouble?
Sure.
And then ask these 40 to sign it?
Not a bit. We could try that. Now, Carl Albert tried to sit down with Whitnall this afternoon and he couldn't locate him, and he left a message at Whitnall's office that he wants Whitnall in his office Monday morning with his list, solid names, where he is willing to have Carl Albert have a copy of the list presented by Whitnall that Albert can show to all concerned that are interested as an official list of Republican supporters on the recommit and on the passage.
All right.
And I we've actually devoted a good deal of time the last couple of days to discussions on this, and I must say it's gone from what appeared to be limbo 3 or 4 weeks ago to a live product, but Christ, I think they want a bill rather than a show of force next week where they fall on their can and set mass transit back 5 years. So we'll be calendaring that damn thing. There's no question about it. We're going to calendar it. The speaker told me last night, he said whether it turns out we don't have the votes, we're going to calendar it, because he said, hell, we should have an up or down on this. In this session of Congress, we're definitely going to. So I'd like to pick an opportune time when we also can pass it.
All right, you got a rule on it, Emmy.
Yep.
Now, what is the situation on poverty now? Any developments today?
McNamara is going to conduct his hearings next Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday in the Senate. He feels that he can clean the bill right out of committee in 3 days, that the administration side of it, probably even taking a look at that the first day, and if Shriver can go solo or practically solo as a witness, he could clean it out faster than that, and he'll have that bill out of the committee.
All right. Now, what about the rule in the House?
I talked to O'Neill at length again. And O'Neill said to me, let me just say this, O'Brien. He said, my wife is 50 years of age this coming week, and we've been married 25 years. And for 10 years, I told her on the day of her our wedding anniversary and her birthday at 50 and 25, respectively, we would be in Paris, and that's where we're going to be. Now, he said, by God, you've knocked 1 week off my vacation now. He said, I was supposed to go on from Paris to Rome and a couple of other spots. Now, he said, damn it all, I'm leaving here at 7:30 next Tuesday night. I will be sitting in the committee room for the executive session on the poverty bill the following Tuesday morning at 10 a.m. And you have my vote on it, period. So that's as far as I got with him.
All right, any other news?
Let's see. I'm looking for a piece of good news. I can't find one right now.
Okay, God bless you.
Okay. Bye.